Seattle Mayor-elect Ed Murray says the city must figure out ways to help low-wage workers or it risks becoming a city of the rich. He has appointed a task force to study income inequality. But as KUOW's Amy Radel reports, no one expects the process to be easy.
Murray says he wants his task force to reach a consensus on how to raise the minimum wage. That would help avoid an expensive fight at the ballot box next fall. One of the members of Murray's task force is City Councilmember-elect Kshama Sawant. She says she's committed to winning a $15 minimum wage in Seattle. She'll take it to voters if she has to, but she wants to work with the task force.
That means engaging with people who don't agree with me and making every effort to influence the process.
Business owners on the task force say they're making the same commitment. Joe Fougere is the owner of Tutabella Pizzeria.
Well, the mayor was very clear that we're going to speak as one voice, and everyone on the committee is committed to do that. There will be a process. It will not always be easy, but we're all in.
The task force includes Ivers President Bob Donegan, who wrote that the $15 minimum wage initiative in SeaTac was terrible public policy and would hurt opportunities for entry-level workers. Murray says he doesn't know where the talks will lead.
But I think we do agree on one thing. People should have a wage that's livable. You can't have an economy and a business sector that functions off low-wage jobs. That's not the way to grow business. It's not the way to create a diverse city.
Labor officials on the task force point to recent research by the International Monetary Fund and others that income inequality may be harming economic growth in the U.S. Murray is asking the task force to issue recommendations by next May. He says they could become the basis for a new minimum wage law to go to the city council. Meanwhile, anti-tunnel activist Elizabeth Campbell has filed her own ballot initiative to raise the minimum wage while lowering taxes on businesses. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.